Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Afrida Love, and today I have a very special guest. But first, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for just blessing us to make it to this very present moment, Heavenly Father. We're asking would this ministry be uplifting, and which each guest who comes on the show be blessed unto you for their ministries and for their effort in getting a message out to the people, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just thank you for being who you are, and we ask that you continue to bless and heal those who are sick and afflicted, those who are in convalescent homes, those who are hurting, those who are in pain, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you just continue to wrap your arms around each and every person on this earth, even those who don't want to be loved, even those who don't want to be bothered, Heavenly Father. We're asking you, would you bless this week to be a great week, Heavenly Father, and a week that you have ordained, and just a good week. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, and now the moment that all of the listeners have been waiting for. Excuse me, we have to read the scripture. The scripture lesson for today is Isaiah 40 and 31. And I said it's not going to be a secret. It is, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. That is our scripture lesson for this, the end of this month and the upcoming month. Okay, and now the moment you have been waiting for. My guest today is a woman of God, a wife, a mother, a grandmother, a sounding brass for domestic violence prevention, and a playwright. And today I would like to welcome to the show Ms. Liz G. Turner. Ms. Turner, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. Thank you for asking. I want to apologize to you for yesterday. I know that you were ready for the interview, and I just totally dropped the ball, and I apologize publicly for that.
It's okay. It's okay. It was a lot going on yesterday for a lot of us.
Okay, okay. All right, so I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Okay, so the first question is, can you tell the listeners about your event on last night, the official second annual Playwrights Awards Gala?
Yes, the gala actually kicked off on Friday night with a Fire and Ice comedy show, which the two hosts that host the gala itself were the two comedians for that night. And the host of the comedy show was also, he don't consider himself a comedian, but he needs to be. So we kicked it off with the Fire and Ice comedy show and all blue meet and greet, which was just fabulous. The turnout was, phenomenal for that. And then Saturday morning, we kicked off with the Domestic Violence Awareness Workshop and the Donald Gray Playwrights and Acting Workshop. And yesterday evening, the red carpet rolled out and everybody did their thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, congratulations on that.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Sure. At what age were you inspired to write, and what motivated you to begin writing?
Oh, goodness. I've been writing since about the age of 8. But I've never done anything with my writing until about 2010. And that was because of my husband inspired me. He was like, you have all this stuff, you have this talent, you have the skills, you have this gift. You need to do something with this stuff. And he's my motivation, along with my sister, Bobby. She pushes me as well. So, you know, between those two right there, I couldn't do nothing but just do it. You know, God put those two in my life for the simple fact he knew I needed that push. So
that's right.
Like I said, I've been writing since the age of 8, didn't do anything until back in 2010. And, I mean, it's been going. It's been an uphill journey ever since then. So I'm extremely happy about it.
Good. I'm glad that they inspired you to continue to write. Great. Okay. Can you describe the genre that you have while on stage, and what message do you like to extend to the audience?
Well, everything that I write deals with real-life situations. I like to put stuff out that people sit around and talk about in their homes amongst each other, but are afraid to speak about it publicly.
Right.
It's a lot of issues in the world today, a lot of situations, and we tend to keep quiet about it. And the reason why we keep quiet about it is because we don't want to hear the negativity or afraid of what somebody's going to say or what somebody's going to do. You know, they can't do no more to you than you or the man above allow to happen to you. But you never know whose life you're impacting that's in that audience. You just never know. Just say for instance, a play we did earlier this year, it won't happen again. That particular stage play did with domestic violence awareness. A lady went home after viewing that production, packed her things while her husband was away, packed her things, left home, and had him arrested the very next morning. And she left and checked into a battered women's shelter. Had she not came and see it and viewed that production, she may not even be here today. So I don't know how many more lives was changed because of that production, but I know of that one, and that's all I need to know about is that one.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Now, speaking of domestic violence, can you tell me about your desire to be an activist for domestic violence prevention and what is contained in the No Looking Back Foundation?
Okay. My foundation, I started this foundation before I became an activist. And simply, the reason why I became an activist is for the simple fact that I'm a survivor myself. And I just want women to see that you can get out of that situation, you can move on with your life. You may not want to go out here and write stage plays. You might not want to go write books. You don't have to do none of that stuff. But you have a skill or something that's within your gift that God has given you that you're too afraid to use because of what he says. And I can't just categorize just and just say what he said, because we have some women that abuse men as well. So if I can inspire a man, I want to do that too. And it's not just locally. This is something that I'm doing global. It's globally. I'm not just doing it right here in my hometown. I'm doing this. I've done it in various cities and states, and I'm going to continue to do it but until I hit each and every state and overseas.
That's good. And when you come to Texas, be sure to let me know.
I'll be there sooner than you think.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that. Okay. My next question is, and I want to name all these plays because these are some good titles. You have written several plays such as My Brother, My Sister, Every Eye That's Closed, Ain't Sleep, and It Won't Happen Again, just to name a few. Out of all of these written, can you give a one-line pitch of each of these plays as to what message they convey?
Okay. Well, since I've already spoke on It Won't Happen Again, I will say that to men and women, both, know your worth. For my brother, my sister, there's unity needed amongst each other, amongst all of us. Mm-hmm. And for every eye that's closed ain't sleep, no matter what you do that's dirty, no matter it will come to light.
That's right. That's right. Wow, that's good. Okay. Good messages. Okay. Can you tell the listeners, can you tell the listeners about your book? And I like this title too, 5-6 and Still Standing.
Yes, that book is a collection of poetry and short stories about women empowerment, about real life situations that people encounter each and every day. It could be your neighbor, it could be a coworker, it could be your sister or your brother, because I myself have hidden issues that I dealt with in my life when I was younger. They didn't know anything about it, and I kept that to myself until 2 years ago, up until 2 years ago, is when they found out about any abuse that I suffered, because I hid it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, one thing I can say is anybody that knows me, and if you would have seen the people that were at the gala last night, it was, the room was packed. They had to add tables and chairs in the room because it was packed. And you could feel the unity in the room. The last time we did this event as well, which was last year, it was the same atmosphere. And I just want to keep that same atmosphere everywhere that I go. So, and every time I do the Playwrights Awards Gala, it's not just focused on playwrights, it's not just focused on actors and actresses. Also, I ask everyone to donate toiletry items. And every city and state that we do this event in, which is done in a different city every year, we donate toiletry items that are collected to a battered women's shelter in that city that we're in.
Oh, that's good. Okay. That's real good. So you're giving back as well. That's good.
Right. I have to.
Okay.
Mama raised me not to be selfish.
That's right. That's good. And we don't want to be selfish. We want to share. That's right. Okay. Oh, your motto is define and believe in yourself without sweating the small stuff or the small people, because at the end of the day, neither matters. Where did you get that concept from, and what do you want people to know about that concept?
Well, that concept came from my very own experiences. Things I've experienced in my past, things I'm experiencing, especially right now, even this moment. I could care less on who's hating on who. It never should be hating anyway. I love to stay drama-free. I keep a small circle, and that circle is a close-knit circle of people. And we look out for each other, we pray for one another, we uplift one another. If this person needs, if you don't have any food, we're going to look out for you. If all of us can't do it, at least one of us is going to do it. We stick together. And like I said before, I know I said it probably 10 times during this interview, I'm just big on unity. And people that come into your life and then they bring in any type of drama in your life, you need to immediately, the first sign that you see it is, don't be like, okay, well, maybe they did have a bad day, or maybe, no, I didn't see that. No, you've seen it. You've seen it. It's there. So don't be blind at the fact that it's there. You leave them alone.
Right.
You ask God to deal with it. And you deal with them, and you move on.
That's right. That's right. I thought you was about to preach a sermon. All right.
I had to calm down for a minute. I think I was.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, I got to calm down.
No, that's good. Okay. All right. Can you name one long-term goal with your ministry that you would like to achieve?
One long-term goal that I would love to achieve is I will save at least one domestic violence victim throughout my stage play, throughout my plays, or throughout my Domestic Violence Awareness Foundation. I will hit mm-hmm. at least one person per state. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the goals that I vow to myself that I must do. And if I do leave this earth before it's done, I want my legacy to continue.
Okay. That's good. Now, speaking of long-term goals, what's a short-term goal for your ministry that you're trying to work at right now?
Okay, one of my short-term goals that I'm looking at right now is another stage. Because one of the stage plays I've already written, we toured with stage play, but I don't feel that the message was given like I wanted it to. Mm-hmm. The production, which is called Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, is a type of production that can save souls. And each
right.
time that we've done it, even the first time that we've done it, we've had people that gave their life to Christ. And I feel that I have to put that production back on again because there's so many lives that need to be saved. I can't save the world, but
right.
I want to do my part. And that shouldn't be something that's long-term because you want to do your part in saving souls and saving lives and being a woman of God, then that shouldn't be something that's long-term. That's just something that I need to be acting on today.
Right.
So
okay.
That's what I would consider.
That's good. That's a good short-term goal. Okay, and before I ask you the last question, let me ask you this. So you said you have a lot of some of your stage plays out. Do you have any on YouTube or have your book on Amazon or anything like that where the listeners can contact you? Can you give us that information?
Not at the moment. I don't have the book on Amazon at the moment. I'm waiting on a publisher to send the copies. It's ready to go. I'm just getting the copies out, and I don't want to put it on Amazon or anything right now until I receive the copy in my hand. But as far as the DVDs, you can go on to my website, which is www.dominiqueproduction.biz, for any information pertaining to any purchase of any of my shows. I do have some clips on YouTube. You just put in the title, like for My Brother, My Sister. If you put that in
mm-hmm.
or you put my name in, then some of the videos will pop up.
Okay.
And it's just not the whole entire thing, but some clips, and it's going to make you want to buy the DVD.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to have to get one. Okay. All right. Now, is there anything else you would like to tell the listeners that we didn't cover? We have some time, so you can tell the listeners anything you would like to tell them.
Well, I really don't have anything else to say because, like I said, I like to allow the Spirit to move me. And the only thing that I'm being told to say right now is if it's not your season,
mm-hmm.
don't put yourself in that seat. Don't put yourself in that place. Or that time, because it's not
right.
time for you. You know, we tend to rush ourselves. We want to be the next Tyler Perry. We want to get our hands saying the word, you can't do nothing. You can't do any of that until
right.
it is your time to do that. You know, we tend to, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
we tend to push ourselves and not wait.
Mm-hmm. Right. So wait till your change comes, in other words, right?
Right.
I would ask you if you need some water, but you're
Woo,
on the phone.
You
so.
Got it. Excuse
you okay?
me. I'm dealing with
okay.
the flu, and right after I got, you know, I got rid of the flu, I went from North Carolina to South Carolina, and the change of climate is just like,
yeah.
I just hope I'm not relapsing. Well, I'm not going to speak that on myself. I'm not going back through that again. But
okay.
I guess it wasn't meant for me to say anything else. Maybe Satan didn't want me to say anything else. But
uh-huh.
I do want to say this. If it's not your time, it's not your time. You need to know when you need to know what voice is talking to you. Sometimes we can think we're hearing a voice, and it could be ourselves telling ourselves, okay, it's time to write another play, it's time to write another book or whatever. If it's not your time, it's not going to prosper, it's not going to work.
That's right. All right, Ms. Turner, I appreciate you and all of your callers. There's a whole bunch of callers listening to this. Thank you all so much for coming on air. And anytime, you know, you want to come on air and just listen in, please do so. But I just want to thank you for being flexible and the great interview that you just gave.
All right, and thank you for having me.
Sure. Okay. And so I'm going to start my next segment so you can either hang out or, you know,
okay.
If you have to do something, it's up to you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so we thank Ms. Liz Turner for that great interview. And as I said before, I have a couple of announcements. And our first announcement is that on tomorrow we will have the Fit to Win at 5:30 Central Standard Time with Ms. Julia Ganaway. And the title of it is Your Child's Health, Respond to It. She's going to speak about the different things that causes us to or causes students to go to sleep in class, different things that happen as far as health is concerned with your child. On Wednesday, and this is coming back to Waco here, we're going to have a service where we're bringing in Baylor students from Africa who will talk about their social work ministries, and it will be held at 919 Dutton Avenue, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley is pastor, and it will start at 6 o'clock sharp. All right? Saturday from 10 to 2, we're still in Waco here, the youth of Great Ebenezer Baptist Church, where the Reverend Dr. Kerry Berkeley's pastor, will have a car wash at the McDowell gas station in South Waco. That's the McDowell gas station in South Waco. You can look up the address. Also, Saturday at 5:30, right here on this station, we will have gospel artist Miss Carla Martin, who is an upcoming gospel artist and who is doing an exceptional and phenomenal job. She will bless us with an interview on the show. Sunday, we will have the spoken word by yours truly, and it is entitled, Who Are You Flying With, the Buzzards, Eagles, or Birds? That comes from Isaiah 40 and 31. Looking ahead, I have a good friend up in Dallas, Texas, who is a member of the Potter's House, but her ministry, the Wanda Bell Ministry, presents Understanding Spiritual Services. This will be Saturday, October 26, 2013, the What's, Hows, and Whys of Servitude. She will have a two-day session. The first session will be from 9 o'clock to 1 o'clock, and they will have express breakfast, check-in materials. The donation is $10. The second part of it, there will be a music that ministers, and she has a lot of gospel recording artists who are well-known, and that event is free. So please be sure to look on my Facebook page and support the Wanda Bell Ministries of Dallas, Texas. Also, be sure to look out for the new website on my Facebook page, which deals with the fashion line. Be sure to tell your friends about this new radio station here. It's http://blogtalkradio.com/free to love. The new projects, and I'll be very quick, is Heavenly Investments. The book is coming out on December 18th. There's also a book being written, Are You a Thorn or a Rose? It deals with how we deal with people in business life and spiritual life. And now, the moment that many of you have been waiting for, we are going to list the top 20 individuals, gospel artists, who were on my blog, and I love to support the gospel ministry. And then afterwards, we will pull a name in which we will highlight on the show, and we will pray for this individual and their ministry. And I prayed about this before, so therefore that's how I can go into it blindly and feel just comfortable with the person that is selected. Okay, so our top 20 individuals, and this is also on my Facebook page if you want to go back, we have Ms. Yolanda Adams, Ms. Tamala Mann, Ms. Juanita Bonham, Mr. Smokey Norfolk, Mr. Marvin Sapp, Ms. Jessica Reddy, Ms. Leandra Johnson, Mr. Israel Hofton, the William Brothers, the Winans, all of the Winans, Jessica Reddy, Maurette Brown Clark, Ms. Dorinda Clark Cole, Ms. LaShawn Pace, Ms. Eddie Ruth Bradford, Mr. John P. Key, Mr. Kurt Carr, Mr. Fred Hammond, Ms. Carla Martin, and Ms. Shirley Caesar. Okay. Now, what I did was I put each name in a red. I'm telling you the process here. I wrote down each name, tore off a sheet of paper, and I put each name in a red Chinese bag. This is also the same bag that I keep my different goals and things like that. So what I did was I put the name in a bag, and I kind of, you know, shook up the bag a little bit, and I'm going to dump out the bag. I'm doing that right now, dumping out the bag, because I want to make sure that I, you know, that it's a fair shot and it's not just people's name I put at the top and I pick the first one at the top. So I'm shaking out, making sure all the names are out, making sure that I have everybody's name. So what I'm doing is I'm sorting out the names, and in a few minutes I'm going to close my eyes and pick one gospel artist who we will highlight on our next show, because it's an honor that, you know, when our music ministry is sought after and it ministers to the souls and people actually, you know, pick up on that. So here we go. All right. So I'm closing my eyes here. All right. So the person is, let's see. The person is Miss Jessica Reddy. Miss Jessica Reddy. That's who we're going to highlight on next week. Miss Jessica Reddy on next week. So that's that. And what else do I have? So we're highlighting Miss Jessica Reddy. And if someone asks you what your smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. Until next time, take care of yourselves and each other. And remember, on tomorrow, we do have the Fit to Win with Miss Ganaway. So please tune in to this website. You can feel free to Facebook me anytime you would like to. I would love to be your friend as well. You can Facebook me under ALFREDA. L-O-V-E or F-R-E-D-A, L-O-V-E. And once again, I would like to thank Ms. Liz Turner for interviewing with me. I would like to thank all the callers and listeners. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer. Thank you so much for listening. Goodbye, everybody.